Imagine you had a guru, genie, old wise one. That every time something happened in your life, you go to them and say, what do you think I should do? Unfortunately, however, the guru, genie, wise one in your life only has one answer. So you wake up in the morning and you've slept through the alarm. And that means you're going to be late for work and your boss is going to be angry and you might lose your job. So you go to your genie guru and you say, this is the worst thing that could possibly have happened. I've slept in and I could lose my job. You turn on the TV and find out that there was a huge accident on the highway that you normally travel on. And if you had been on the road at that time, you probably would have been in that accident. And instead of just sleeping in, you probably would have had a crash car and been late for work. So being very thankful for your wise one, genie one, you go to them and say, wise one, genie one, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to me. I slept in, and because I slept in, I didn't get in the car accident. And your wise one, who you sometimes think is a bit of a smart-assy one, says, it's not what happens to you. It's how you respond or react to what happens to you. So you go, yeah, but this is fantastic because I wasn't in a car accident. So you get to work and your boss says to you, because you were late and because you've been late before and because I cannot have people late in this position, you've been warned and you will do this again and you will lose your job. So you go to the wise one, guru, genie one, and you say, see, it was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. I slept in, I was late for work, and now I could lose my job. I've had my first warning. Interestingly, during the day, you're a little bit annoyed that you got your first warning because you're really good at what you do and you always go the extra mile and you're proud of your work ethic, and you start looking in the paper at other positions that might be available. And you find the ultimate perfect career. You cannot believe that this job is available. You also cannot believe that if your boss hadn't given you the first warning about your job, that you would never have looked in the paper, you would never have seen the ad in the paper, you would never have been even aware of the opportunity that was available to you, and you would never have applied for the position. So you go to your wise guru, genie one, and you say, isn't it fantastic? The best thing that could have happened to me is my boss gave me my first warning, because after the first warning, I looked in the paper, I found this most amazing position that's available, and I'm going to apply for it because this is the best position that could possibly be available to me. And your genie wise, smart arsy one says, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond or react to what happens to you. And you go, oh, come on, old wise one, you've got to be happy for me. This is the best career I could possibly have. And now I'm going to go for it and I would never have known about it. So you do your resume and you put together the best resume that could possibly have ever been created. You buy a new suit. You arrive on time, you are friendly and positive and delightful, you ask fantastic questions in the interview, and you are absolutely positive that you'll get this position. You get a telephone call the next day, and the boss of the other company says, unfortunately, you've missed out on this position, thank you very much for applying. And now you're really cranky. So you go to the old wise guru one and you say, see, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me. I got my first warning. I applied for this position. If I hadn't got my first warning, I wouldn't have applied for the position and I wouldn't be so devastated that I didn't get it. I got my hopes up and now I haven't got the position, so I'm really annoyed and I just can't believe this has happened to me. And the wise one says, very wisely, it's not what happens to you. It's how you respond or react to what happens to you. Interestingly, when you were at the interview, there were other people that were recording and videoing the interview process because they were learning how to interview people. And one of those people was a person that had decided to start their own business. They saw your interview, couldn't believe how incredibly well you interviewed, how well you would have gone in their business, and now finding out that you didn't get the position that you had applied for, decide that they will approach you and they've offered you $40,000 a year more than the original position that you had applied for. So you cannot believe it. The best position in the world for you, the most exciting career for you, and now you're going to get paid $40,000 more because you thought it went wrong and ultimately it went right. So you go back to the wise one, guru one who lives in a little bottle in your bedroom and you say, wise one, look what's happened. Isn't this fantastic? I didn't get the interview. I didn't get the job because they didn't want me, but somebody else watched the interview and now I'm going to get this amazing new position, get paid $40,000 more. I can't believe it. 3 weeks later, you've quit your job now because you've got this new position. And you find out that this new position that you were going to, they've gone bankrupt. Before the business even opened, that person has gone bankrupt. You've quit your job, so you have no job. And unfortunately, the new job is no longer available. You've got car payments, mortgage repayments, credit card bills, kids to put through school, and now you've got no job. Now you're really filthy. You go to the wise one, grumpy one in the genie bottle in your bedroom and you say, hey, wise one, get your ass out of that bottle and come and talk to me. You got it. You have to admit now that this is absolutely, me sleeping in is absolutely the worst thing that has ever happened to me. I cannot believe this has happened. I've lost my job. I won't be able to pay my bills. I'm going to end up homeless on the street. My kids will never get an education. My life is just a mess because I slept in. And the wise one says wisely, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond or react to what happens to you. 2 days later, the bank manager calls you and says, we have a venture capitalist who has found out about your business idea through the people that went bankrupt. The people that went bankrupt suggested to this venture capitalist that if they ever wanted to invest money in a business, that they should invest in you because you're the person that could make this business successful and make it grow. The venture capitalist has $1 million to invest in your business idea and they would like to have a meeting with you at the bank. They have papers for you to sign. They want to be silent partners. They don't want anything to do with the business. They will just offer you business mentorship and they will offer you the opportunity to run this business exactly how you want to and you will create the profit. Cut a very long story short, the business in its first year broke even. In its second year, it had 100% profit. In its third year, it was on the BRW Young Rich list and in the fastest growing companies in Australia. All because you slept in. So you go to the wise one, guru one, who's now living in a very large, comfortable, sophisticated bottle in your bedroom and you say, oh, wise one, it is not what happens to me. It is how I respond or react to what happens to me.